On the customer engagement front, we remain on track with MACOM GaN adoption and base stations, with customer forecasts now showing volume production programs beginning in the first half of 2017. We did experience a slight setback last quarter. Our Gen 4 process qual slipped 6 weeks from July to mid-September. Some of our qual lots had been misprocessed during fabrication, so we had to restart the material. The new lots are now in-house and on track for this final step in qualification. It's important to note that this slip was not in the critical path and will have no impact to the ramp of production revenue. Customer design-ins continued in parallel and remain on track without delay. Last quarter, we successfully delivered complete amplifier lineups, meeting key program milestones for our first production programs at two Tier 1 customers. We now have purchase orders in-house for prototype quantities, servicing mainstream and emerging higher frequency 4G LTE bands. Customers have begun sharing their own demand forecasts such that we can align our own capacity ramps accordingly. Some of these initial programs are at the platform level, which means once we qualify the initial radio, then MACOM GaN can more readily proliferate across customer programs. This is key in terms of time to revenue and the rate of growth and adoption in 2017. We have now successfully completed customer design reviews for the first of these platform designs. Again, in summary, we remain on track with customer forecasts showing volume production programs beginning in the first half of 2017.